Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Joshua chapter 23, Yehoshua, Perek Chaf Gimel.
Vayhi yamim rabim acharei hiniach Hashem liYisrael mikol oyveihem misaviv.
It's been a long time since the conquest. And Yehoshua zaken ba b'yamim. In chapter 13, we already heard that Joshua was old, but now ba b'yamim, just like Abraham, who it says ba b'yamim, and that means he's about to die. It sounds like Joshua is about to die. Time has passed. A generation has grown up in the land. And like many before him and after him, just like Moshe, who rebukes the people and warns the people before he dies, and like David, who passes on the mantle to his son and gives him a warning about what the future might portend, similarly, Joshua calls the people and says, you've seen that God has done, you've seen what God has done to all these nations. God fought for you, and I've given you your tribal portions. But now be very careful to do that which is written in Torah Moshe without deviating either to the right. Don't deviate to the right or the left. Number two, don't engage with the nations. Don't marry them. Don't worship their gods. And he says, I know there's still a lot to capture in the country, but if you are faithful to God, you'll continue to pursue them. You'll continue to take over the land. But be very careful, because if you don't, well, he says at the end of the chapter, maybe this is the most classic way, just like all the good, the tov, which has happened in your generation, if you don't listen, God will bring destruction, evil, until you will be destroyed from the land. I hope you can hear the second paragraph of the Shema. And he even threatens them, and if you carry on this way, vavadetem Elohim acherim, and you worship other gods, vishtachavitem lahem, v'char af Adonai b'chem, vavadetem mehira me'aler satova asher natan lachem. Second paragraph of the Shema, you will even suffer exile. I think I already gave away what I think is the most important aspect of this chapter. Virtually every sentence, every phrase, rings with resonances to the Torah, and particularly to the words of Moshe in Sefer Devarim. And I'll just give you a few short examples. For example, he says in Pasuk Bet that you know that Ki Hashem Hu Hanilcham Lachem, or that's in Devarim Perek Gimel, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Hanilcham Lachem. When he says, don't go to the right nor to the left, well, that's in Devarim chapter 17, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yorucha. He says that God has helped you. God has defeated great and powerful nations. Again, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, and even the following pasuk, be very careful to love God. Both of those phrases, in Devarim chapter 4, is a warning not to follow idolatry. And of course, is in chapter 6 in the Shema. And we have friends, phrases like, from the Shema, the notion of the Tov and the Ra, which also resonates with Sefer Devarim. Why is this relevant? Because, of course, I think what we call this moment, what this moment is a covenantal moment. There is a covenant. Each generation does not create its own narrative. The narrative which we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu in the 40th year of the wilderness, as Moshe was stepping off the stage, is in fact the self-same narrative that Yehoshua wants to pass on. The conditions that following the Torah and not worshipping idolatry will lead us to prosperity and to national flourishing, And that if we follow idolatry, and if we lose our national identity, if we stop following the laws of God, that that will bring us a rack and ruin. Here it uses the phrase, pach and mokesh, that the nations will be l'shotet b'sidchem u'litzninim b'eineichem, thorns in your eyes. That's painful. Ad avdechem me'al adama, until the threat of losing our own sovereignty. All of this is exactly the terms and conditions which we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Devarim. And what is happening here is a ritual of renewing the covenant, that each generation swears onto this covenant, and each leader wants to pass it on as they leave the stage. Yoshua knows his days are numbered, and he wants to make sure that the next generation have heard it loud and clear. They understand what the terms and conditions are. That is what is happening here in Yehoshua, Perek Chaf Gimel. And tomorrow, Chaf Dalet, the final chapter of Sefer Yehoshua, and it's going to be a very exciting one. So tune in tomorrow. See you then.